Good morning. A man was kidnapped, tortured, stabbed and left for dead on Wasteland in Fuengirola over an alleged €3 million cocaine debt. When the 24-year-old regained consciousness, he walked to an urban area and asked local residents for help. According to sources close to the investigation, which started after the incident back in May, the man was kidnapped because his associates held him responsible for the loss of a cocaine shipment. They demanded he pay €3 million in cash to compensate for the value of the lost stash. The kidnappers thought he was dead, according to police sources. However, the man regained consciousness and was able to call for help. The Drugs and Organised Crime Unit took over the investigation and have now identified and arrested six people, five Dutch and one British, for their alleged involvement in the crime. Three men have been arrested after 40 bales of cocaine weighing around 1.2 tonnes was seized from a yacht in the middle of the Atlantic. Three men, including the 29-year-old Scottish skipper, have all been taken to Martinique to face criminal charges. UK National Crime Agency officers working with counterparts in France and Spain as part of an international operation against drug trafficking targeted a crime group suspected of shipping cocaine to Europe. This led to the interception of a Spanish-registered yacht some 1,200 miles east of Martinique by a French Navy frigate on December 18th. Officers boarded the yacht and recovered cocaine with an estimated street value of some €100 million. Further people suspected of involvement in the shipment were arrested following the interception by the Spanish authorities in Marbella and Valencia. They included a 62-year-old British national, now resident in Spain, and his 24-year-old son. Oil company Repsol is under investigation by the antitrust watchdog over possible abuse of its dominant position in Spain's wholesale fuel market. The company may have abused its dominance in the market between March and December 2022 to increase its petrol station network's market share, so the CNMC watchdog said in a statement yesterday. The CNMC statement said that Repsol may have offered additional discounts at its petrol stations whilst raising wholesale prices for rivals such as independent petrol stations. The investigation was opened after complaints were filed by two associations representing independent fuel station operators. And lucky holders of tickets with the number 88008 won some €400,000 in the top prize of the huge Christmas lottery known as El Gordo. The event was televised from Madrid's Teatro Real Opera House. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.